Fires Protect with me, John Morley. This week on the programme, we look at how best to energy-proof your home with Dermot Bannon, Willow Warm Ambassador and Room to Improve host. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do it on text or WhatsApp number. That's 086-3833-553. You can email irishprotect@goibayfm.ie, phone reception 09177-0077. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commissioner Mann, go on to irishprotect.ie. We can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this plus lots more coming up on Irish Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Dermot Bannon. Dermot, talk to us about this Willow Warm campaign you're involved in.
Good morning, John. How are you? The Willow Warm campaign. I've basically partnered up with Willow Warm because I have, everybody knows watching Room to Improve and stuff like that. We're trying to retrofit homes, make them more energy efficient. But I always thought one of the biggest sticklers in all of this is for people who've got stoves and people who still have fires in their house, is there an easier way to kind of reduce your carbon emissions? And I think since last year, Bord na Mona haven't made briquettes. So anybody who is buying briquettes, they're probably imported. They've probably traveled the whole way across Europe, or they're buying kind of fire logs or things like that we don't know what's in them and how they're made. So I came across this company called Willow Warm, and basically they grow willow. It lasts for 35 years, a willow tree. They harvest it every 2 years. They mush it all together to make a briquette. So there's no additives in it. They're all made in Ireland, and it's carbon neutral, because whatever emissions comes off that log when it's in your stove is recaptured again during its growth. So it's what I'm trying to do is just get people not to mindlessly just go and pick, because I did it for years. I went up to the garage. It's a Friday evening. It's wet. You just pick up whatever's closest to the door. Just to start thinking about, there is huge difference in what you buy to put into a stove. And an Irish product that's carbon neutral and is good for the environment. There's not that many of them out there, because burning by essence is kind of, you know, it releases stuff into the air. So you want something that will capture that back. So that's why I got involved with them. And they're running a competition at the moment for a home visit by me. So I will come down to your house and I will sort out all your design issues. And I will talk to you about energy efficiency, redesigning your house, light, space, roof lights, whatever the hell. Even if you just want me down for a cup of tea, I will come down to your house. And actually, while they're running this competition, so there's four consultations they're giving out with me. And while they're running the competition, they're giving €1,000 worth of briquettes every single week.
It's a great alternative when we see the phasing out of peat briquettes. How does it compare in terms of price to peat briquettes?
I think it's equivalent. They're basically equivalent in weight, size, price, all of that. So it's just to get, it's really just think about what you're buying, because search out the things that are more carbon neutral and more environmentally friendly, because when what I do, you're trying to get as many houses as you possibly can up to an A rating. And what you're trying to do is get people kind of into warm homes. But people still love, my house is A rated and I have a stove. So I love the company of a fire. We all love, on a Friday night, it's miserable outside and you light up the fire. And even if you're on your own, I know my mum who lives on her own, she loves she loves the stove, because it's like, for her, it's like having another person there. So I think there's a couple of things we'll never get rid of, isn't it? We all love water and we all love fire. That's why we love our baths. We love kind of nice showers and we love a fire in the house. But just to think about what it is, because the push is to make houses warmer and warmer and warmer. But there's only so much people can do with certain budgets at certain times. So I obviously, on the show, when we're retrofitting homes, we go hell for leather and we try and get as many houses up to an A rating. So we're taking up floors, we're putting insulation under the floors, insulation into the walls, insulation into the ceilings, underfloor heating, and then introducing a heat pump. So you're getting people off fossil fuels for heating their homes. But not everybody can afford to do all that in one go. So if you can do things incrementally, start off with the fuel that you use, you know, even if you're using a gas boiler still, make sure it's serviced. Little things like putting thermostats onto your radiators so that they're switched off. You know, if you're not reusing rooms, or if the room overheats and it's gone above what it needs to be, that it switches off. There's tiny little things that you can do. And there's actually just tons and tons of information on seai.ie, and they will give you there's grants out there. I kind of think it's a bit like, you know, when people are talking about pensions and they say, oh, you're mad not to be putting your money into a pension. If you should have a pension from the age of 25, and we all ignore it until it's way too late. And then you get a pension when you're 14 and you realize, oh God, how am I going to? It's for an accountant or somebody who works in money, it seems stupid that you're not putting money into your pension. For me, it seems stupid that you're not, if you are doing your house or doing any work to your house, that you're not thinking about retrofitting it, and you're not putting insulation, warmth, coziness first. So that's, I wouldn't put an extension on somebody's house now unless I can get the energy rating up. If they're living in a G or an E rated house, I'd say, you're mad. You're better off making that spaces that you have better and warmer and cozier. And then if you after that, let's look at how much space you can add on.
It was interesting there you said in terms of going and getting the fuel type sorted. One would have thought that you'd have to insulate the home first and stop any excess loss of heat.
Absolutely. Like that, it's like people get very overwhelmed with retrofitting their houses and making their houses warm. And they toddle up to exhibitions and hotels all over the country, and they'll pick up brochures for all of these energy efficient things. And I've seen it when people, they don't really know what to do. Like, it's really, really simple. Making your house warmer is the simple principle to it. If you were heading off for a walk on a cold winter's evening, would you put an electric blanket around you, plug it into a generator, put the generator onto a trolley and pull that behind you? Or would you just put on a big heavy coat? And the easy answer is you'd put on the big heavy coat. So what it means, like, if forgetting about all of the heat pump and all of those kind of things, perfect things, the number one thing is to insulate the outside of your house. Make sure that your walls are insulated. And people in Ireland tend to kind of do things like windows first. We all, like, I remember back in the 80s, the big thing was the replacement windows, getting rid of the old 70s single glazed. And so, but windows actually are a bit further. I would do my walls first. So pump your walls, externally insulate, internally insulate, but make the because that's the largest surface area of your house. After that, it's the attic. So make sure you've got a good thick pile of insulation up in your attic. After that, it's your floor, and then it's your windows. So it's actually the third thing on the list. But people do it first, and then they think they're, and then they wonder why the house is still cold, or why am I getting condensation still in the walls? Why is there damp patches or black patches in behind? Because your walls are freezing. So if you breathe out at nighttime and you're asleep, that means the warm breath is hitting the coldest part of the house. And if you're getting kind of mold or damp, the kind of, you know, those that dark kind of fungus on a wall, that means your walls are freezing and they're too. So kind of focus on your walls first. And it doesn't really matter how you generate the heat. It's how you, the most important thing is how you keep it in. And if you could get people just to think about that, think about, like, if you have a 2-bar electric heater in the corner of your room, if it's a passive house or an A-rated house, that should be nearly sufficient. But we do get caught up a little bit in solar panels and all the technologies, and actually forget about the basics. Like, the basic principles is wrapping your house up as well as you possibly can.
Okay, and to go back to the Willer Warm Briquettes, your competition, it closes at 5:30 on the 31st of March.
Yes, 5:30, 31st of March. There's a couple of weeks left in it. And actually, while the competition is running, I think they're giving out €1,000 worth of briquettes every week. So I think that if you go onto their website, you'll see that there's been 2 or 3 winners so far. So yeah, it's closed in a couple of weeks. So if you want a chance for me to come down to your house and give you advice, even as I said, if you want me just to come down for a cup of tea, I'm happy to do that. It's log on to willowwarm.ie.
All right, Dermot Bannon, the brand ambassador for Willow Warm and also of Room to Improve. Thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thanks, John.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30, where we look at how to tackle fire blight.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.